What are you looking for? What needs to be there? And we got into some other issues there, and then got to the point of, well, he asked me about a sermon I preached a few weeks back about this black lady who was a crack whore, and you know that people went to witness to folks, and they got off the bus and wandered around, and got this lady just was called by this, you know. And he said, that sounds an awful lot like election or predestination, or how does this work? And I asked him the question, well, who is the gospel meant for? Who is it meant for? And the answer is what?
Those who hear it.
Now think about that for a minute. See, that's the answer of the New Testament gives. Who's the gospel for? In terms of the connection. Well, isn't for everybody? Well, it is in the theoretical sense, of course. It's for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. That's not a prescription, that's a description. That verse doesn't prescribe anything. It simply describes the state of affairs. So who is the gospel actually for in real time? It's for those who actually hear it.